traumatizing is a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You want to get in, 654-7627. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually fine. I'm actually feel wonderful tonight. So many things to get to on today's big show, but let me start with this. Because I think it's the biggest. Well, let's start. I'll tell you what. Let's start with the Braves. We have two big sporting events from yesterday to get to. We have the Braves, and we have Coastal Carolina's incredible win over Louisiana Lafayette, a program-changing win, second-best team in the state, I think inarguably, which was brought up during the broadcast. Because that bunch went down to Louisiana Lafayette. Louisiana Lafayette already went on the road and whacked Iowa State, all right? Coastal Carolina went down to Louisiana Lafayette. Remember, they got whacked by Louisiana Lafayette last year, but like 30 points. So, Jamie and that whole bunch, by the way, Coach Bob Garrett, coach on that staff, follows me on Twitter, and we talked a little bit about the game, congratulated them. They went on the road to Louisiana Lafayette, a team that I had in my top 25 before the season, a team that was ranked, without their biggest mismatch offensive weapon, Isaiah Likely, the tight end, who was out due to injury. Nobody can handle Likely. Nobody. They did not have him for that game. And they still went down there and won. It just an incredible effort by Coastal Carolina. And the redshirt freshman quarterback McCall, even with a bum ankle, just a tremendous player. Those running backs, total team effort. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. Let me start with the, because I want to talk more about that. And oh, by the way, another road rage guarantee hits. Yeah, you know what? I had given that out as a road rage guarantee before. I meant to give it out before the end of the show yesterday. I forgot about it. But as long as you follow me on Twitter, you got it, because at 7:28 I posted it. And it was at 9 at that point. And it was just another easy win. So all you people who follow me on Twitter, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you missed it. The Road Rage Guarantees moved to 22-7 on the year. An insane 22-7. Every single pick documented, every single way. An insane. In all honesty, 20 of those 22 wins have been blowouts. I have won every one of those games easily except one over in one other game, which I can't even remember. Every other game has been a blowout. All 20 of 22 games, blowouts. I've lost a few close ones, but I haven't won any close ones. They've all been blowouts. None of these games where you win by one, you had all the math wrong, and you take credit. No. So that's how it's been. So there's that. But on the Dodgers-Braves, Ramona, you know, yesterday at the start yes. of the show, yesterday at the start of the show, even though we've not had this series right, because I thought the Dodgers would whack the Braves. I believe before the playoffs we were headed towards Dodgers Rays. I will say this. I said on the show yesterday, even though all the history defies it, I said I still think the Dodgers are going to win. I still think they'll win 4 of the next 5 and go on to the World Series. And that included last night, obviously. And my suggestion was, and I wrote this on Twitter, Tuesday night after the game, that I thought the Dodgers had found something at the end of that game and that I would be really I would really be watching the early at-bats for Bellinger, for Betts, and for Muncy. Because Muncy hadn't hit anything all year when he hit the two-run homer, but for Bellinger especially. And my belief was that all those guys were now going to be on and that the Dodgers would score early. Did I know that the Dodgers were going to score 11 runs against the Braves? No, but I would say that all of those things happened exactly. Bellinger, Betts, Muncy all came alive in the 8-7 loss in the sort of heroic comeback effort. They all came alive, and they all looked the part right from the start last night. You know, they're hitting home runs. Bellinger and Muncy both homered. I think that's proof of what I was saying. I think it's inarguable that those guys benefited, especially in my mind, Bellinger and Muncy, because Muncy hadn't hit anything all year. And Bellinger, as I've indicated, the streakiest player in baseball in my mind, despite his MVP status, and he's either on or off. Well, late Tuesday night, he got turned on with that triple. And it was absolutely clear that that was the case yesterday. And the Dodgers just torpedoed the Braves. And there's no explanation for that. I mean, it was just, you know, but from a Braves standpoint, you know, you get to that point at the end of the first inning, and now you're just in conserve the pitching staff mode because that game, you're not coming back in that game. So it's over at that point, and you move on to play another day. I think the real question remains, have the Dodgers just now caught fire? Because, I'm sorry, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. They just are. The question is, are they going to play to that? Can Dave Roberts manage to that? And we're going to find out. We're going to find out. But the biggest story tonight is going to be Clayton Kershaw, his history, the narrative that he can't pitch in the playoffs, and his back issue. Back spasms have plagued Kershaw in the past. I don't know if any of you have ever had back spasms, but they can be severe. I used to get them with somewhat regularity. I don't get them much anymore. But when I had them, when I was younger and had them bad, I mean, there were days I literally could not move for 4 or 5 days. I mean, just couldn't move. It wasn't an option. It just depends on the severity of them. And you're going to be given muscle relaxants and all these other things. And can it affect you as a pitcher? Absolutely. Could it limit him? Could it shorten his outing? Absolutely. There is literally no way to know that answer. The finest medical people who are treating him can't know that answer. You're not going to know that answer until tonight. I mean, could he wind up pitching the whole game? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know the severity of them. I know this is an issue that's plagued him before. Could he have to come out after an inning or two? Yes. So, yeah, that's the, I think right now, I believe that's the biggest question tonight. And then there's the narrative about his history, which until this year had been somewhat true. The problem with Kershaw is at end of season into the playoffs, he's only been good for about 6 innings. The Dodgers have frequently left him in beyond those 6 innings, and that is when he's been hurt. It's almost like the Dodgers haven't understood their own pitcher and what his limitations were. Now, this Kershaw is a different Kershaw. He has the best curveball in baseball. I don't even think it's close. There are a number of guys who are next, but I think Kershaw has the best curve in baseball. And he's mastered the art of pitching. You know, he used to throw harder than he does now, although he'll still get up to 94, maybe 95 occasionally. But it's just his mastery of pitching that has enabled him to put together this insane season. Clayton Kershaw has a 2.16 ERA on the year, 2.16, which is insanely good, unbelievably good. And he's had 2 starts in the playoffs, which have also been very good. So the old bugaboo about playoff performance has not been true in this playoffs. His first playoff outing this year, he was unhittable. He struck out 13 in whatever it was, seven, eight innings, and was absolutely unhittable. And he's basically been great in both his outings. The second outing wasn't quite as good as the first because the first was, you know, an all-timer. Can't throw it any better than he did. So whatever had, if anything, had plagued him in playoffs past, does not seem to be plaguing him this time around. Now, again, where that meets the injury is hard to say. But here's what I want to say about Clayton Kershaw, because I think it's important to stop and note who this guy is and what he means to this franchise. Again, it was a terrible loss for the Dodgers not to have him game two. He's the leader of that whole franchise and has been for, you know, 15 years. Hear what I'm about to say. You can make the case that since 1950, in other words, 70 years of baseball and just a random arbitrary selection of 1950 to define the modern era of baseball, to be inclusive of guys like Bob Gibson, etc. You can make a case that Clayton Kershaw is the best starting pitcher in the last 70 years of baseball. Not only can you make the case, but you might even be able to make the case that it's inarguable. Clayton Kershaw was always compared to Sandy Koufax, and I always thought that was an unfair comparison because I thought Koufax is arguably the greatest lefty of all time. Clayton Kershaw has a better career ERA than Sandy Koufax. Clayton Kershaw's career ERA is 2.43. I mean, that's like a run better than Nolan Ryan. Three quarters of a run better than Greg Maddux. Half a run better than Bob Gibson. Half a run better than Tom Seaver. Clayton Kershaw's career ERA is 2.43. In a 10-year period from 2009 through 2018, Clayton Kershaw's worst ERA was 2.91. Worst, 2.91. In a 4-year period, Kershaw posted ERAs. I mean, get this. In a 4-year period, Kershaw posted ERAs of 1.83, 1.77, 2.13, and 1.69. In 4 years, 4 years he had an ERA below 2. On average, way below 2. With a low of 1.69, a high of 2.13. And that averages out over a 4-year period. I didn't do the math, but I can, to about 1.8 over a 4-year period. I mean, that's insanity. Do you know the only guy in 70 years who can match that 4-year stretch? Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax had a 4-year stretch at the end of his career, the last 4 years of his career, where Koufax's ERA was 1.88, 1.74, 2.04, and 1.73. That is virtually a carbon copy of Clayton Kershaw's 4 best years. 1.83 versus 1.88, 1.77 versus 1.74, 2.13 versus 2.04, and 1.69 versus 1.73. It can't be any closer. Now, Koufax's high strikeout year was 382, which is something Kershaw never reached. But Kershaw, by far, has the best ERA 0.4 better than Koufax even, of any major league pitcher in the starting pitcher in the last 70 years. No one's close. Does anybody know who's second? Second is Jacob DeGrom of the Mets. That's why we're not trading him to any of you people. Jacob DeGrom is second in 70 years of baseball. DeGrom's is 2.608. That is the closest of any other major league pitcher in the last 70 years career number to Clayton Kershaw. But again, Kershaw at an impossible 2.43. And this year, he actually got better than his career number at 2.16. You know, I obviously, from a Braves fan standpoint, you hope the Braves win. From a Clayton Kershaw standpoint, he is one playoff run from tying it all together and connecting all the dots and being regarded as perhaps the greatest pitcher in the last 100 years. In fact, as I said, the numbers, the regular season numbers, it's inarguable. Nobody is close. Nobody. Nobody is close in the last 70 years of baseball to the numbers that Clayton Kershaw has posted. I mean, when I say nobody close, not even remotely close. Only DeGrom in that category. That's how special this guy has been. Like I said, you look at any of the greatest pitchers through the last 70 years, whether it's Maddox, Seaver, Gibson, Ryan, none of them remotely close to what Kershaw has done. Waltip to the road rage. Quick break.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Welcome to South Carolina, Mr. President.
Lindsey is a true fighter for South Carolina, loves your state. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Graham has been leading the charge to help us confirm a record number of judges. And Lindsey was amazing for Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Great job, Lindsey.
His breakneck success on getting judges confirmed to the federal bench has many on the right cheering.
200 conservative judges.
Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the greatest champions for conservative values. He has stood strong for less government and less taxes.
And I'm going to represent your values in Washington, D.C., and that's what this election's all about, us as a nation.
Senator Lindsey Graham has been fighting for our armed forces every step of the way. South Carolina and America need Lindsey Graham back in the United States Senate.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Graham. Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson provides an independent perspective to savings, investing, and retirement planning. They want to help you remove doubt about your financial future. You've worked hard all these years, and you need someone to work hard for you. It's your money. It's your future. Talk to the trusted advisors at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com. Securities and advisory service offered through Strategic Financial Alliance, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
You know what's scarier than Halloween? The symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea. The Health Dare will reverse your symptoms in 90 days or your money back. It's so easy. You can still have bread, carbs, and fast food. And guess what? You can even get started with no money down. The health coaches will cook for you, grocery shop for you, and teach you everything they know so you can establish healthy habits for a lifetime. Call the Health Dare at 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit EverlandLiving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square. David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Waltip Tula Red Raids, we are back to Little Nace Brothers. You want Ed? 654-7627. 654-7627. Nobody could get in at all, really, all week, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. I mean, if you're a Braves fan, are you still feeling good? Are you a little shook up after yesterday? Honestly, I think you're getting more of the same today. I really do. I think the Dodgers are going to again score 10 runs or something, and I think Kershaw is going to win this game and add to his legacy. But you know, honestly, Ramona, I'm looking over the numbers, and I took a bunch of notes on the history of it because I knew that Kershaw had this 10-year period that was just unbelievable, but it's inarguable. This guy is the best pitcher, has been the best pitcher in baseball over a 70-year period, and the only guys that offer any comparison at all in are Koufax and DeGrom. And they were, you know, in Koufax's case is relatively short-lived, and in DeGrom's case, it's definitely a short sample size. But again, Kershaw, his career ERA is 2.43. And that 4-year period he posted, I mean, I was doing the math at the break. I mean, his ERA is virtually the exact same as Sandy Koufax's over 4 years. They both have an ERA of like 1.80 over a 4-year period. Over a 4-year period. I mean, that's just impossible.
Nobody posts an ERA below 2. Nobody. These two cats did it 4 years running. And again, there is nobody from a historic standpoint. No one is, in the modern era of baseball, going back like 100 years, nobody has ever posted a 10-year period like Kershaw. Nobody. No one ever. Last 70 years of baseball, I mean, that period of 2009 to 2018 is so far and away the best 10-year period that any pitcher's had. Man, it's not even close. There is no one comparable. Again, this guy went 10 straight years where his worst ERA was 2.91. His worst. Guys kill for 2.91 ERAs. That was this dude's worst ERA in 10 consecutive years. All that he's missing in his legacy is to connect the dots with a playoff run. Now, it's late in his career to be doing that, but again, he found the fountain of youth this year with his 2.16 ERA. After 1 year that was a little bit higher. Tom, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how are you doing, Walt?
Good, hey, Tom. Listen, appreciate you getting in.
I wanted to get in on some old school baseball and some stats. Man, some great pitchers you're talking about there right now, though. But the one stat, and that's because of old school baseball, man, Sandy Koufax had 137 complete games, and Clayton Kershaw only had 25 complete games. So pitching's a little bit different. ERA could take a little effect on that because, Sandy pitched the full nine innings of Clayton's. You're getting strong Clayton Kershaw for 6-7 innings. But, man, what a great pitcher's duel. Hopefully the Braves can get the sticks out tonight and get back on the move.
Yeah, look, no one's disputing Sandy Koufax's greatness. As I've said forever that I think he's arguably the greatest left-handed pitcher in history. So I'm not going to dispute Koufax's greatness because I think he is absolutely unbelievable. But I think fundamentally Clayton Kershaw has been the exact same guy. It's been like a repeat of history. It's like, some of the great quarterbacks in history, like as great as Montana was, Brady was Montana with a little more. And Kershaw is absolutely, I mean, it's just inarguable. I mean, no one ever, including the great Sandy Koufax, had 10 years like Kershaw. Nothing close. Koufax had 4 years like Kershaw. Koufax's best 4 years and Kershaw's best four are almost identical in terms of numbers. But the thing is, Kershaw did it for a whole decade.
Yeah. Great pitching. I just wanted to bring up the fact of, I kind of missed you talking about Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, and all those guys. Those guys pitched complete games, and that was just fun to watch. To see that guy just, tough through the hard points and just keep pitching. And,
that's an area that the game has changed. Like, for example, Tom, I've said for 20 years of radio, 25 years of radio, I've said that the most unbreakable stat is not DiMaggio's hit streak, that people think it is. The most unbreakable stat in baseball history is Cy Young's complete game mark. Cy Young threw 749 complete games. That is the one record in baseball that no one can ever break, because you'd have to live to be like 300 years old now.
Yeah, you would. So those guys were some great athletes back in the day, and they still, their arms are still on their shoulders. Now, listen, I enjoy listening to your program. You always come up with some great stats. I just kind of wanted to bring up just that one point.
Excellent job, Tom.
Games and pitching. Yep. All right, well, thank you, buddy.
Good point.
Thank you.
Excellent job, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a very fair point. And look, that's part of this conversation. So if you want to, look at it over 70 years and say that it's Kershaw and Koufax, I think the numbers would support that. In fact, I'm not even sure where else you would go for it. And again, I
I have incredible respect for Gibson and Seaver. I think they're two of the greatest to ever live. And unfortunately, we just lost both of them. But my really most important point of this conversation is just to have a feel for what this guy has done. You know, no one has come close to this. And the game has changed, obviously. And we do have a greater use of bullpen and more arms and all those things. And that change. But you know what? There have been a ton of other pitchers in 70 years who had that too. Especially in the last 25 or 30 years. And none of them have come anywhere near what Kershaw has done. I mean, the guy is a living legend. The only thing he hasn't done is totally connected the dots from a playoff perspective. If he does that, his place in history is secure as one of the greatest who ever lived. And again, maybe the greatest in the last 100 years. Lincoln, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Lincoln. Appreciate you getting in.
So first off, I like how you worded it in the last 70 years, because with baseball especially, it's really hard to compare all of history, because you have the dead ball era where there weren't a lot of hits. But yeah, I definitely agree with you. Kershaw is one of the greatest to ever throw it.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just insane to think of a guy, a starting pitcher, who over a 10-year period never had an ERA worse than 2.91. That's impossible. That's what he's done.
It's just crazy. Because some people, that's his worst, and there's some people that they can't even get that as their best, who are still good pitchers.
No. Right.
But the thing I was calling to talk to you about today is Alabama-Georgia. Do you think Nick Saban not being able to coach is going to have that big of a difference on the game?
I don't. I think that Saban's team is prepared. I think that he will certainly be a part of that game plan no matter what is said. In all honesty, I don't understand why when a head coach gets sick, he can't communicate with his team. I don't really even understand that. It's not like they're adding an extra coach. So to me, I think that's sort of odd anyway. I wouldn't care if he did communicate. I wouldn't care, you know, if they had some way to patch him right through. It wouldn't bother me at all. To me, it's a lot to do about nothing. But I think we're all naive if we think that Nick Saban's going to sit at home and watch the Nickelodeon channel while his team's playing Georgia. I don't think that. So, look, I have a certain expectation for this game. My expectation is not going to be influenced by whether Nick Saban is physically standing on the sideline or not.
I agree, and I think if it gets into a shootout above 25 points, I think Alabama wins. But if Georgia can play their style and keep it close and low scoring, I think Georgia has a chance to win.
Yeah, look, I'm expecting a war. Now, I'll say what I said on Twitter as well, though. Fundamentally, people are billing this as like the game of the year. I'm not even sure this game matters. Because first of all, these two teams are going to play each other again in the SEC title game. That's going to be the most important game of the two. And now, if Alabama should lose this game, they'll have a built-in excuse for why they lost, so that no one's going to hold against them because they didn't have Nick Saban standing over there on the sideline. You know, so we've seen this before once with Alabama. This is a situation where Alabama actually can't lose this game. There's no way they can lose. They can win, and everybody will say, look, they're the best even without Nick Saban standing over there. And they can lose, and everybody will say, well, Nick Saban wasn't standing over there. So there's no methodology by which Alabama can lose this game. So in a way, Alabama just almost guaranteed themselves a playoff berth.
Yeah, I agree completely. And then the last thing, and I'll hang up and listen, what is your prediction and how do you think the Packers will be able to beat the Buccaneers on Sunday? I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Lincoln. You know, Ramona, remind me of that, Tampa and Green Bay. I want to talk about that. That game is basically a push now. You know, Lincoln, if I knew who was playing in that game, Adams is supposed to be back for Green Bay. 2 days ago, allegedly, all of Tampa Bay's missing receivers all practiced. Then yesterday, they were out again. Evans was out. I think Miller was out. So, I mean, and obviously there's no Vita Vea, which is an enormous factor. I think the Vita Vea loss is just a game changer. Tampa now is going to have to really crank that offense up because they were the best run defense in the National Football League. That's inarguable. And the biggest reason why, literally and figuratively, was Vita Vea. He's the most dominant interior run stuffer in the National Football League and a guy who just collapsed the pocket on opposing quarterbacks. Vita Vea was one of the three best defensive tackles in the NFL and the best nose. The best collapse the pocket guy. Steve and Rodney, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Every Twin Peaks lodge is built so the fans have the best view from every angle. There are 80 high-definition monitors, so you won't miss a second of the action no matter where you sit. You'll get to see every game, college football, NFL, Major League Baseball. It just doesn't matter. Boxing, UFC, they have it all. This is Twin Peaks. You want to watch sports? This is the place to do it. Twin Peaks is taking special precautions to ensure the safety of our guests and team members. Twin Peaks offers contactless menu options, open-air seating, regularly performs comprehensive cleaning and sanitation processes to ensure that everyone's health and safety remains our top priority. How about this, Ramona? From 10-6 to 10-24, it's the virtual Miss Twin Peaks. The annual Miss Twin Peaks is back, and this year it's going virtual, and you're the judge. Join in on the action throughout October by watching on Twin Peaks Facebook and Instagram to cast your vote on who you think should be Miss Twin Peaks 2020. Enjoy new cocktails and specials or Bud Light Seltzer, Don Julio Blackberry Margarita, oh yeah, and Red Bull and Tito's Handmade Vodka. How about that? And the food is the biggest shock at Twin Peaks. It's all incredible. It doesn't matter what you pick. The food is absolutely outstanding. I promise you, get to Twin Peaks, Greenville. You will thank me later. Quick break. Rodney, you get back in. Steve, you're up first.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game. Only on The Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you've been thinking about a new Ford truck, you need to stop by Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. With over 100 new F-150s, F-250s, and Rangers in stock and on the way, you're bound to find one that suits your needs. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
It's bow time.
Some folks say, don't call it a comeback. But when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender glory, and you can snap up two of them for just $5, go ahead. Call it a comeback.
It's bow time.
Arrowhead Point Golf Course on Lake Richard B. Russell in Alberton, Georgia, invites you to stay and play. For just $178 each, based on four players, you can enjoy two nights stay, two rounds of golf, two meals, and if you mention this ad, free replays. Cottages have two bedrooms, two baths, and fully stocked kitchen, sun porch, grill, dock and beach access. Some cottages are newly renovated. Stay and play. Arrowhead Point Golf Course, 706-283-6000.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Welcome to South Carolina, Mr. President.
Lindsey is a true fighter for South Carolina, loves your state. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Graham has been leading the charge to help us confirm a record number of judges. And Lindsey was amazing for Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Great job, Lindsey.
His breakneck success on getting judges confirmed to the federal bench has many on the right cheering.
200 conservative judges.
Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the greatest champions for conservative values. He has stood strong for less government and less taxes.
And I'm going to represent your values in Washington, D.C., and that's what this election's all about, us as a nation.
Senator Lindsey Graham has been fighting for our armed forces every step of the way. South Carolina and America need Lindsey Graham back in the United States Senate.
I'm Lindsey Graham, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Graham.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from the campus. And with four on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering 1 free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. Lowcountrymale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
At Old Holly's. We had some new old music for today. I like it. You want in 654-7627. We actually lost a couple people, so you can get in if you want. 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. You know, Ramona, I'm thinking I want to see Saban's positive test for COVID.
How come? You don't think he has it?
I'm just wondering. I'm wondering.
What benefit would that be? Just out of curiosity, what benefit would it be?
Look, here's the deal. Like I said earlier, if he's not on the sidelines, Alabama cannot lose this game. I mean, you already have people making excuses in advance. The Alabama cannot lose the game if he's not on the sidelines. If he's on the sidelines, they could absolutely lose the game. But if he's not there, they can't lose. How? How do they lose? What's the methodology by which they lose? People are already making excuses for it in advance. In the event they lose, it's because little Nicky wasn't on the sideline. So there is no methodology by which Alabama can now lose this game. None. It doesn't matter whether they win, lose, doesn't matter. They will not be credited with a loss. Unless maybe if Georgia were to beat their brains in. But anything short of that, they won't be credited with a loss. It'll be like it never happened. If Georgia wins this game 27-24 and Saban isn't on the sidelines, you automatically are going to get those two teams in the playoffs. If Georgia wins this game 27-24, Alabama and Georgia are in the playoff. You can just put them both in right now. Just advance them. Don't pass go. Right to the friggin' playoff. Because, like I said, Alabama is now in a no-lose situation. This is what we do. We always make excuses for SEC teams. And especially Alabama. They now do not need to win this game. If they win this game, they get extra sugar. If they lose this game, they still win. As long as they don't get blown out, the narrative will be, well, you know, if they had Saban, they would have won. Had they had Saban, they would have won. So there is now absolutely no methodology. That's why, you know, in the last 24 hours, I've had people call me at home and say, well, Alabama's going to try and get this game canceled. And I said, why? I said, why? Why would they? Why would they? It's all free now. Alabama now can lose a game. Alabama now has carte blanche. They can lose a game. And they still get all the shiny toys at the end. They still collect everything at the end. This game does not hurt them in any way, shape, or form. They now have a mulligan, a free pass, a do-over. Whatever happens, doesn't matter. Alabama cannot lose on Saturday now. There is no way they can lose. None. They win. It's extra embarrassing for Georgia. They win. They get extra credit. Then the truth is they really be like 20 better than Georgia if Saban had been there. And they lose, and it's because Saban wasn't there. You understand what I'm saying, Ramona? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Steve, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing, Walt?
Hey, Steve. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, look, what I hear is that when Saban comes back, that he's going to get into the every game after this, and he's going to throw it and catch it. So, yeah, you know, that's just how important he is to the team. Hey, regarding the Braves, you were talking about Kershaw, and you correctly stated that Kershaw has a questionable playoff record. He does. But this is a 60-game season, so if he was in the years past close to exhaustion after a 162-game season, he's not going to have to deal with that right now. I think what worries me, Walt, is that the Braves are going to go into a batting funk like we've seen them do in the two games against Cincinnati. We saw them do that last year against the Cardinals, and I worry about that. You've got three guys now in the lineup that can't hit. Riley, you and I have talked about him before. Camargo and Pache, who for the life of me has not been on this team this year. It was pulled onto the team for the playoffs. How does that happen? I think he's going to be a very good ball player, but don't call him into the playoffs as a rookie who's playing his very first games ever. I don't get that move at all. Second thing, Snicker is finally after pulling Culberson out of the grave, he's now letting Culberson bat some. And if Culberson had been really active this year, he would have been, to me, a very good replacement for Duvall, who's injured. But Snicker, for some crazy reason, benched Culberson for the entire season. So now he's lost his effectiveness. I could hit as well as he could, and that's not saying anything because Culberson hadn't played either. You've got the Braves now are into the dilemma of the throws of pitching dilemma. This kid tonight cannot possibly be expected to win that ball game, and he won't. The kid last night might have stood a 25% chance. Has there ever been a playoff game or a game at all where 9 runs scored with no outs? 9 runs scored with no outs in the first inning? That could be a statistical record for baseball that keeps records on everything, as you well know.
Is that right? Did 9 score with nobody out? I thought there were 2 outs for a while there, and those runs were scored.
There were 2.
I know 11 in the inning is the record. That's the all-time record. I know that.
Right. The score was 2-0 with 2 outs. So
I think
then
the Dodgers might score 12 tonight. I hear what you're saying, but look, I still have some the Braves lineup. I'm not really worried that they're going to revert back, I should say, to what they were a year ago, and what's happened in the past in that regard. I think the Braves moving forward in the series are still going to score runs. My worry is that from a Braves standpoint is that the faucet has been turned on for the Dodgers. And that suddenly a couple of these guys who were not seeing a big baseball, like Bellinger and Muncy and Betts, are all suddenly all seeing a big baseball. So now you have Seager. I mean, look, this lineup, I had people write me the other day after the game two and said, well, I don't think this Dodgers team is as good as past teams. I said, that's nonsense. This is the best Dodgers team I've seen in the modern era. I mean, they were already really good, and they added Betts. So how could they be worse? I mean, Betts an MVP candidate. If it doesn't go to Freddie, it's going to him in all likelihood. And they've already had Bellinger win the MVP, and there's not a better hitter in the National League than Seager. I mean, you have 3 legit MVP guys in that Dodgers lineup in Bellinger, Betts, and Seager. And now, you know, and Turner's a professional hitter. And now Muncy, who was dead to the world, has been turned on. Muncy is now hot. That's big trouble. Yeah. Any way you spell it, there's just too many elite bats.
Well, I think we'll get to find out about how turned on the Dodgers hitting is when we see them against Freed, which I expect tomorrow night. And they may blast him, too. I don't know. But the last night's starter and this starter tonight are not ready for prime time like this.
Yep. Steve, I got to run. Mid top of the hour. Good job. Appreciate the call.
Broadcasting
thanks.
Live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Fall is in the air, and sitting by the fire pit at Lakeside Lodge Clemson overlooking the lake is the place to be. Whether you're watching football with other Clemson fans, relaxing by the lake, or enjoying delicious food and drinks at Traditions on the Lake restaurant, there's no better fall retreat than Lakeside Lodge. We have everything from 3-bedroom suites to studios that you can rent for a weekend or own to use as often as you like. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to find out more.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Everyone knows that Low Country Mail is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Mail, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMail.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, right?